Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, and I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, and we get to do this show each and every week with you. It's one of my favorite hours of radio to do, and you're going to find out in a few minutes why. I want to just take a minute to thank everybody out there that has been following our journey, following what we've been doing, following the Holistic Makeover, and joining us in our Pay It Forward campaign. I've said this before many, many times. We can't do this show without you. And you have made this 2009 an incredibly phenomenal year so far. So we're absolutely jazzed, totally thrilled. I'm tickled pink to be talking with you about the many, many, many ways that we can step in to creating the lives that we desire. One of the things I love is I get to talk to some of the most incredible people around the globe. And I got to tell you, I am so thrilled to introduce you to Heather Picken tonight because you're going to get to hear from her. She is known as the spirit trainer, someone who helps women build their spirit through their body so that they can attract abundance in all areas of their lives. What a phenomenal idea. I mean, we rarely have this conversation where we get to talk about the whole person, how each and every one of us, body, mind, and spirit, gets to create and attract the lives we want, whether that's perfect health, whether that's abundance and wealth, whether that is writing a book, whether that is contributing at your local community center. It's all part of the package. Heather is joining me here today. She's an international speaker and co-founder of WealthMasterySuccessProgram.com, and you're going to hear lots about that. You know, she's also the author of a recently released book, brand new, hot off the press, Body of Love, 57 Secrets in Creating Your Ideal Body Using the Law of Attraction. And we can learn more about this, and we will tonight. We're going to direct you to a website, and we're going to talk about what her mission is. Her mission is to empower the lives of millions of women with their spiritual growth and to have a total transformation unlike anything any one of us has ever had before. And so tonight is this very, very, very special show in that for the first time we are truly getting a sense of what it means to have the integration, to have that oneness of body, mind, and spirit. So, Heather, I want to thank you for joining us tonight and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Dr. Pat, thank you so much.
You're so, so welcome. I mean, I love the book, Body of Love. I mean, I could probably stop and talk with you about just that leading title and probably not get into any of the 57 secrets, but let's talk about that body of love because that's not only in, you know, in its literary sense, we talk about a body of love, but also sort of the play on words. How did you come up with that title and how does that reflect the nature of the work you do?
You know, it's a very interesting story. I actually got the title attending a breakthrough seminar by Dr. John DeMartini, and I know you had him actually probably a couple times on your show.
I love John.
And I was going through a really challenging time because here I am, someone that has been involved in fitness, and I had these issues with my body, actually hating my body. And after attending his seminar, I thought, you know, I really need some one-on-one time with him. So I went through his, what he calls the breakthrough process or DeMartini method, and he basically said, you know, the reason why you're having these issues with your body is because of these relationships that were toxic to you. So my body was not able to release the excess weight that it kept going, you know, up and down no matter, and here's the thing, no matter what I was doing, no matter how much exercise, no matter how much dieting I was doing, I could not release this excess weight until I really went deep within myself. And it was at that moment when I was having this consultation with him that I thought about the title of my book, because he had said, well, you know, you should write an experience, you know, share your experiences with other women so they could relate to that. And then the title just came to me, oh, Body of Love. You know, it's really learning how to love yourself on a deeper level, connecting to that part, the spiritual part, the emotional part, the mental part, and that's how you connect to the physical part of yourself.
You know, I wanted to ask you about this, Heather, because this has been sort of, let's call it mind-boggling for me, is we talk about body, mind, spirit, and it seems like in a lot of cases we leave one or the other out. Now, honestly, body, mind, spirit aren't only areas that we can look at and we can talk about, and I know you actually address several others. But why do you think, especially in this country right now, body doesn't seem to be high on the list for the average American?
You know, that's a really interesting question. And I find most people right now, I mean, if you're looking at what's going on in the world today, most people are focused on money and relationships. That's the two things. But what I find very interesting, particularly for women, is any time they have an imbalance in a relationship, let's say, they're always going to have a body issue. Every single client that I have worked with, when they come to me, you know, I've got this weight issue, and I say, well, how are your relationships? You know, how are your finances? So every area affects each other. So it's important to understand how to have that balance. So if one thing is out of balance, if your finances are out of balance, look to see what the other areas are doing, because all affect each other.
You know, one of the things that, you know, I know that I've spent some time in the book, and I've also spent some time looking at your website, and, you know, and really getting to understand why you're called the spirit trainer. I don't know about you, but I know for myself, especially in the earlier years of my life, you know, having been a professional athlete, you know, there is a certain level of spirituality that we call into our programs, whether we want to or not. But there is also a certain level of spirit that we carry around with us in order to be able to activate that flow, that general overall, what I like to call the juiciness that could come up at any point in time if we only knew how to have it come up there. And I wanted to ask you, there is information right now on health and fitness, and I know many people would point to you and say, that's your shtick. But the question that I guess comes up is, you know, how important is it to pay attention to these other aspects of our lives? And what is the consequence if we don't?
Yeah, I love that question, because it is so important to understand how everything is affected. Like I said before, if you're having an imbalance in your finances, look to see where the other areas are affected. And if you don't, something is definitely going to happen to let you know, okay, take some time to reflect. You know, especially, let's say, if you make a lot of money and you're not concerned about your health, well, it's going to catch up with you. So I think it's really important to look at all the areas and make a list. Like in my book, I talk about what's your empowering why and how creating your ideal body, because it's really not just about the body, it's about all the different areas, how creating your ideal body will empower you in your finances, will empower you in your relationship, your mindset, and writing down at least 25 to 50 reasons why it will, and give you that inspiration, not motivation, because motivation is an outside source, but really coming from within you and really taking that journey, because it's all about that personal growth, that spiritual path that we all must go down, and we all must look within ourselves to create that balance.
You know, many, many times we take a look in the mirror, or we take a look at our lives, and we're really easy to point out what's not working. I mean, have you ever found that, Heather? I mean, have you ever found situations where, you know, you in your own personal life, I know in my life, I'll take a look and I'll say, wow, you know, gee, I wish I was doing this a little bit better. I think this, I wish this was, you know, the way my relationship was going. But you talk about, you know, each of us having a secret. You talk about the secrets that lie within the processes. You talk about the secrets for creating your ideal body. And so the question that I guess that many people ask is, with all of the secrets going on, what is the first secret? Where do we start? You know, why is it that most of us don't have an idea of what we want in life, let alone what we want our bodies to look like?
Yes, I love that question. And the first thing that I would recommend, and particularly to women, is ask yourself, if we're talking about creating your ideal body, what does that mean to you? I think we live in a society where we're buying into other people's values, what you see on a magazine, how you see a certain celebrity to look like, then someone will become infatuated with that body and say, well, I want to look like that. Well, do you really? I mean, does that really feel true to you? And I ask my clients to say, you know what, tell yourself or ask yourself that question, does that feel true in my heart? Because I think a lot of us are not really living our lives in our own truth. We're living our lives for other people when it comes to creating your ideal body, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to our finances, how much money we should make. And it all goes back to, you know, what is important to me? What is it that I truly value? And make that list. Make that list to yourself and stop and think, you know, is this something that I really value, or is this something that other people have brought upon to me? And I don't think a lot of people really take a look. They really stop and question that.
I wanted to ask you this question because this is something that I get asked a lot on radio, and it really has to do with, you know, the intention behind the action. And I wanted to ask you, are there right and / wrong reasons for wanting to change the way we look? And what I mean by that is, you know, we hear this all the time. You know, we hear that, wow, we're just chasing celebrities. That's not the right reason to change. Or you just want those pair of sneakers. Wow, that's not the right reason because, you know, one of your favorite basketball players is wearing them. And so it gets really confusing, I think, for many people when we hear, yeah, you could want that, but no, that's not the right reason to want it. Do you see what I'm saying here in terms of how we can get kind of bogged down and clogged up in taking any action at all?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, to me, it's not about the size that you are or about the shoes that you want to get. It's really about the essence of what you want to experience. So what I would ask someone is say, what is the ideal or creating your ideal body? What is the essence of that? What does that feel like? And list those qualities. Does that feel like joy, abundance? And when you look at it that way, you're going to have a totally different interpretation. And after you do that list, hey, if those shoes bring you joy, then get them. I mean, who am I to impose my values on someone else? I'm all about walking in your truth, you know, walking down that path to say, you know what, this makes me feel abundant, this makes me feel joyful. And I think if we really start living our lives that way, it starts to become much easier. We make decisions on our own rather than looking on the outside.
You know, one of the things that I know you talk about is creating the ideal, you know, one's ideal life, creating one's ideal body using the law of attraction. And I wanted to ask you, I mean, as you're out and about in the world and you get to talk to a lot of people, you know, what's on their minds, Heather? I mean, what are people really looking for? I mean, you and I know this. We've got television shows such as The Biggest Loser, and we get to watch people go through it's grueling transformation. Their hearts are there. Their souls are there. And yet, for the majority of people, folks are thinking, my gosh, is that just for them? Will I ever stand a chance? And I wanted to know from your perspective and the work you do, what is it you say to people that come up to you with such a level of stuckness and frustration that they can't even see their way clear?
Yes, I love that question. Well, what I would say is, you know, what is it that you really want? I mean, because most people, again, they don't want to be a certain size. It's truly about what they want to experience. So if someone is stuck and they're watching all these shows and can I really do that, the first thing is to really affirm, yes, this is what I want. If you go through the statements of, yes, this feels true to me, I want to do this, affirm it. Tell yourself, you know what, I am taking action and I'm changing in a way, and this is key, changing in a way and allowing my body to feel good, allowing myself to change in a way that feels natural. I think what happens is that people take on the energy of changing too much, too quickly. If you've ever heard of someone being on a diet, you know, they're hardcore and they'll maybe do it for a week and then they stop. Why? Because they're really not, number one, they're really not being true to themselves. Number two, they're taking on too much too fast. So what I say is just get into the rhythm and the flow of accepting change, allowing your body to eat foods that feel good, allowing your body to move in a way that feels good to you, one step at a time. And if you start to do that, that's when you create the habit, and that's the key, the habit of change, not trying to do everything all at once.
Well, you know, it's really kind of interesting because, you know, I think you know that from time to time, you know, we could be characterized as a society that gets out there and goes all out, goes kind of crazy at different points in time in our lives. And, you know, the platform for many people today is to create change, create action. It's either to get rid of the unstuckness or to attract the things in life that we want. And, you know, part of what you've been able to create in your book, Body of Love, 57 Secrets in Creating Your Ideal Body Using the Law of Attraction, has to do with learning and understanding some principles. And I wanted to kind of ask you about the influence of other people, because I grew up in a family where, you know, certain things were acceptable in terms of the family norm. And, you know, we all get challenged within our families and our relationships. Sometimes when we step out of role or step out of the norm, it doesn't really feel good because the many people around us aren't really there to support us. You know, how does this differ from men to women? And, you know, how do these relationships either help us or hurt us?
You know, well, we do teach people how we treat us. So if you're in that situation where, let's say, you do want to make that change in your life, you want to be healthier, you want to start exercising, you really want to create this new and empowering life for yourself, it's really important to stand firm in who you are and just say, you know what, this is what I'm doing. Now, what's really interesting is when you start to change, people will feel threatened and uncomfortable with that change. And I find, particularly with women, that the men tend to become threatened in their life, whether it be a boyfriend or a husband. And I experienced this myself. When I was going through kind of my roller coaster ride of weight, I was actually, and this was years ago, I was going out with a guy that was a fitness professional, and I started gaining weight and losing weight. I was doing all these different competitions, and I couldn't understand why. And then I decided, you know what, I just want to eat in a way that makes me feel good. And then he started feeling really threatened by it. And I thought that was very odd because this was someone that was in the fitness field and anyone that would understand it would be him. But he didn't. And I ended up ending that relationship because I had to be true to myself and I had to stand up for what I truly believed in. And it was interesting because I kept attracting the same kinds of men even though I kept doing that. But I guess I had to learn the lesson a couple more times. As for men, you know, it's really interesting what I've seen from men. I don't see them in that situation where maybe they're not supportive. I believe women are definitely more supportive towards men if they want to make that change. Men tend to, again, may feel fearful in that regard. So I think, you know, whether if you're male or female, if this feels right to you, it's important to communicate that message to people and really stand firm in who you are and say, you know what, this is what I want to do, and it's important to me.
So when we're looking at this, this is really the secret for us to change our lives. I mean, this is what we're really talking about here. You know, we're looking for a secret. We're looking for the mystery. We're looking for how we're going to go about doing things and doing things differently. And yet many of us keep looking, looking, and looking. I wanted to ask you, how is your book different? How are your programs different?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, when I first wrote this book, and I've been wanting to write a book for the longest time, I thought, how can I make this, quote-unquote, law of attraction book different from everything else that's out there? And to me, I feel I made it different by using my personal story. You know, we all have personal stories that we can share with people and can relate. And I feel particularly with women, they read the first part of my book because it talks about the relationships that I went through, what I felt emotionally and mentally. And in the second part, I share not only the 57 secrets, but I also weave in some more personal experiences. This is how I dealt with this, and this is what you can do. And I think if you do it in that way, it makes it a lot more personable. You know, anytime we hear that story, we can really relate to that. And I truly believe, you know, if you're just sharing those experiences and someone says, well, if she did that, then so can I. And that is my biggest thing, especially with the women that I work, to really empower them to know that, you know, we as women are so powerful, and men too, and that this journey that we're on, we just need to learn how to quiet our minds and take the time every single day just to do a little bit in order for us to really connect with ourselves on a much deeper level.
Well, you know, I want to mention to everyone that I have to tell you, I'm thrilled, I'm jazzed that we get to have this conversation with Heather Picken. She's joining us here today, and we're talking about Body of Love, 57 Secrets in Creating Your Ideal Body Using the Law of Attraction. I wanted to ask you, the law of attraction, and let's break this down for people, because many of the folks listening to this show have heard about the law of attraction, and yet very few have probably heard about using the law of attraction for things such as our bodies. And I wanted to ask you how you came to understand this relationship and what you discovered that perhaps is different, or what some of the secrets might be that you have that many people have not heard, picking up the movie The Secret or other things. It doesn't really make that connection for people in the way that you have with the book.
You know, that's a really interesting question. A couple things come to mind. It's really, again, about connecting with yourself on a much deeper level. And I just want to share a story with you.
Okay.
Years ago, before I even knew about any of the law of attraction, I was watching the movie The Terminator, and I forget which Terminator movie it was. It was with Linda Hamilton.
Yeah, and but that had to be either one or two, I think, maybe.
Yes, yes. And I don't know if you remember that scene where she was all buff, and she was working out, she was doing chin-ups.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so at the time, I'm like, wow, I would love to look like that. That feels good to me. So I took that image, and every time I went into the gym, I imagined myself, I recreated that scene in my head that I was her. So with every rep, I was her. I was imagining just being her and going throughout the scene and making it as real as possible, really engaging all my senses. And I did this for a period of time, probably for about, I don't really remember, maybe about 6 months. And I didn't share it with anyone. I just kind of kept it to myself. And about, 6 months later, I had strangers come up to me and say, hey, you know who you remind me of? You remind me of Linda Hamilton from the movie The Terminator. And I was like, wow. And it wasn't just like one person. It was one after the next. And I thought, this is very powerful. And I did not make that connection. And that, to me, was just so powerful. And other things that people may not be aware of as far as really using the law of attraction, it's not about just visualizing. It's really about becoming that experience. You really have to believe it with all the cells in your body to really be whatever it is that you want to be, whether it be creating your ideal body, create more money, the perfect relationship. But I found that repetition over and over and over again created exactly what I wanted. Another example is coming from the observer perspective, which is, I believe, scientifically proven to be 300 times more powerful than visualization. So I kind of liken it to having an out-of-body experience. Imagine yourself floating above your body and looking exactly the way that you want and recreating that scene over and over again.
You know, this is really part of a much bigger conversation, and it is one that I am so glad I'm having with my very special guest today, Heather Picken. Hey, Body of Love, 57 Secrets in Creating Your Ideal Body Using the Law of Attraction. And Heather, why don't we take a minute and give out the website, and then we're going to go to a quick break. But let's take a minute to make sure people know how to find you, how to get a copy of the book.
Yes, they can go to bodyoflovforwomen.com, and that's F-O-R, forwomen.com.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Heather and I are going to invite you to join us in a conversation about our intuition. What the heck does intuition have to do with our body image? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more about us, go to www.thedrpatshow.com or simply Dr. Dr. Pat Live. We'll be right back.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
Hey guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the light mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The seven-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
With the changing economy, how will you take care of your health without breaking the bank or adding more hassle to your already busy life? Best-selling author Kat James' Transformation Orientation Teleseminars could be the free ticket you're looking for. During these free evening phone sessions, Kat will answer your inside-out health or beauty question live and present the principles of her acclaimed Total Transformation programs and best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. Find out if Kat's renowned approach could transform your looks and life as you enjoy the call from the comfort of your home. With zero investment or obligation, you'll hear Kat tell her incredible story of transformation live, as well as other inspiring success stories. Get the latest news and recipes and lifestyle strategies. Enjoy exclusive discounts on Kat's programs. You'll even have a chance to win an 8-week full curriculum teleprogram valued at $600. Visit www.thekatjamesshow.com to register for Kat's free transformation orientation teleseminar today.
You're stepping down your soapboxes.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, I'm your host right here, Dr. Pat Basile, and we bring you live radio at least 13 hours a week. I'm so thrilled and jazzed to be talking with my very special guest today. Heather Picken is joining us here, the author of Body of Love, 57 Secrets in Creating Your Ideal Body Using the Law of Attraction. Heather, thank you so much for joining us here today on the show. I mean, clearly your approach talks about a very holistic approach to many, many aspects of change that we want in our lives. One of the things I was fascinated by in looking at your book, I mean, there are several, but, you know, you do talk about this idea of intuition. And I don't know, honestly, if I've ever really heard the term intuition and body kind of used in the context that you're using it. And I would love for you to share what some of the secrets are that you've discovered about the relationship between intuition and the body that each and every one of us might want.
I would love to, Dr. Pat. Yeah, intuition is interesting. A lot of people think that they have to be psychic in order to tap into that intuitive part of themselves. And it's always that gentle voice within themselves. And I find it's just really learning how to trust it. For me, what I discovered, one of my first true tests, I guess, of intuition and how it really worked, I was living in New York City at the time, and in my apartment, I was about to go down to the store, and I heard this voice say, no, wait 5 minutes, and then about a couple seconds later, I heard this, like, bang, bang, a gun went off. I looked outside my window, and the exact store that I was about to step foot in was being robbed. And because I listened to my intuition, I was safe. And it
Wow.
kind of startled me, going, where did that voice come from? And it wasn't really until years later, after I was reading about intuition and going to a lot of different psychics, I was always interested in that, that I made that distinction, wow, that was my intuition speaking to me. So I wanted to bring it into my book and talking about how you can connect your intuition and ask yourself those questions, you know, how does this food make me feel intuitively and developing, and the key is to develop that awareness. I recommend writing it down in a journal. So you're writing down, let's say you ate something, and, you know, ask that part of yourself, does this really feel good to me? And notice what shows up. When I interviewed Lynn Robinson, she's really great when it comes to intuition. She was talking about going down two paths. So let's say you've got two different approaches. If we're using nutrition as an example, you've got path A, and you imagine yourself in that scene and how you feel eating those kinds of foods. And just take yourself through that moment and really live that, really take it into your body and notice how it feels. And then go down path B and do the same thing and just really feel that energy. And then from that point, you'll be able to make that decision once you learn how to work with your intuition, what path to take. So you can do this with exercise, with nutrition. I mean, you can really do this with any decision that you want to make in your life. And I discovered with myself, I was so connected with food, and even before different diets would come out or different ways of eating, I just would be connected to that. An idea would come into my head. I almost like a flash of insight. And I know when I'm connected to intuition by seeing the sign. So I'll maybe see an image, and then maybe I'll overhear a conversation, and then I'll read it in a magazine. So you're building that up by seeing or hearing or feeling a sign. Everyone is different.
Well, you know, this is something I think many people right now are getting a sense of. And I know that I've experienced the same thing, Heather. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you turn a corner, and, you know, before you turn the corner, intuitively you sense something is around that corner, but you don't really know what it is. Why do you think that some people follow their intuition and others just have real trouble seeing the signs?
I definitely think it's trusting. Not trusting that they're right. And if you ask most people, they'll say, you know what, I had this gut feeling. I had this knot in my stomach. And, it's really kind of a funny example. One time I went on a blind date, and I was feeling fine, let's say, a couple hours before. And then about an hour before I was supposed to go, I had this knot in my stomach. I'm thinking, what is going on? So I show up for this blind date, and it was just awful. It was the worst date ever. This guy had the wrong energy. And I look back at it, and I said, wow, my body was trying to tell me something. And that's why I say, listen to your body. Your body is always trying to express itself. And the question is, are you listening?
You know, and when we think about are you listening, and we think about, you know, what we are listening for, you know, many of the things you talk about, especially the secrets in the book, some people are familiar with and other people are not. And so the question that I wanted to ask you is, I know that you have 57 secrets in your book, but do you like some of them better than others? This is like true confessions right now, Heather.
Wow. That's really challenging to say if I like one more than the other. I would have to say probably one of my favorites is definitely the visualization. I know we've probably heard it over and over again. To me, not only visualizing, but really engaging your senses, really taking you to a different place. I mean, I remember visualizing something, and I must have spent 5 hours consecutively visualizing and imagining the scene over and over again and imagining what someone said, and then a few days later it happened exactly like that. The person acted exactly how I imagined it, and they said exactly what I saw in my head. It was like having what people say, that deja vu. It's just so powerful. I cannot say enough about it. Definitely visualizing. And another thing I would say is that's very important, that most people say, oh, well, that's, you know, pretty easy, is loving yourself, because love is definitely the highest vibration that you can put out there. So if we're dealing with the law of attraction, it's all about working on the inside to create what you want on the outside. You have to love yourself. You have to love yourself in order to create your ideal body, to connect with that person that you want in that ideal relationship. Without that, if you're putting out hate, you're going to attract more of the same. So it's really important to do that.
You know, one of the things that has come to mind, especially in doing as many hours of radio as I do, is the general sense that, you know, while some people are feeling this is some of the most tragic times in our history, other people are seeing or feeling a new sense of renewal. And, you know, we know that there are thousands and thousands of people that are being let go from their jobs, and different family structures are changing, the way things work are different right now. And on the other hand, we're creating some of the richest some of the most wealthiest people on the planet. And, you know, it almost seems like there is a great divide right now. And I guess the question that comes to mind has to do with loving ourselves regardless of what's going on outside, because it is such an important aspect of who we are. I mean, looking in the mirror. And yet at the same time right now, especially the women that I speak with, they're having a really difficult time doing it. They're having a hard time keeping their families together, let alone taking a look at who they are and truly honoring their own journey. What advice do you have for them?
Yes, I can definitely understand how people, and when I think about what people are going through today, embrace this time and look through the blessing. You know, when I wrote this book, well, actually, I'd say before I wrote this book, I thought, what in the heck is this blessing? What, me being the way that I am, having this excess weight, feeling miserable to the point where I didn't want to live anymore. And I knew there was a meaning, but I did not know what it was. So for everyone that is going through a challenge right now, no matter what it is, maybe you lost your job, ask yourself the question, what is the blessing? What is it that I need to be learning right now? And how is it serving me in my life? And if you start to examine that, I guarantee you will find reasons. Wow, leaving or losing my job, I'm able to start my own business. I have more free time with my family, and just keep coming up with those reasons. And it's important to realize that by being present, by fully being present right now in this moment, that is the point in which you start turning things around. We need to ask ourselves questions that are empowering. How can I create more money? How can I start my own business? What can I do today that will make changes for the better? And keep doing that. You know, fill your mind with books that are positive. Choose your friends wisely. You know, surround yourself with that circle of friends that feel the same. And together we can definitely make that shift in our consciousness that I feel that everyone needs right now. I believe we're going through this for a reason, to get down or get back to the basics, to really come from appreciation and being grateful for what we have. So stop and look around you and say, you know what? I am so grateful for being healthy, for being alive, for having a loving family. And when you do that, that's when things will start to change. I think so many times people are looking at what's wrong instead of looking at what's right and what's right now.
Wow. I want to make sure that everybody knows this is Heather Picken joining me here today. She is the author of Body of Love. If you want to find out more about Heather, more about the book, get your own copy of the book, we definitely would love for you to go to the website bodyoflovforwomen.com, and you'll be able to get free sample chapters of the new book and much more. That's bodyoflovforwomen.com. You know, Heather, in looking at whether it's the glass half empty or the glass half full, there are people right now, and, you know, there have been times in my life that I know I've had to go back and rewrite, so to speak. You talk about rewriting our past in the book. And I know there are people thinking right now, boy, I wish I was past what's going on in my life right now so I can rewrite it. And I guess the question that I want to ask you is, where is the power in doing that? What is the magic that people will experience when they actually can sit down and know that rewriting one's past can have an influence on the moment and the future?
You know, the thing is, with the past, people really get stuck in the past. And when you go back to the past and start blaming people, that's when you give your power away. So the true power is going back to your past and really recreating exactly what you want to see. And you simply do that by taking whatever scene that had troubled you and rewriting it. Because your subconscious mind doesn't know a truth from a lie. So why not make it one that really feels powerful to you? Because a lot of people, most people are living in the past or they're living in the future, and they're never present. It's good to go back to the past if you keep living that story over and over again. Like, my parents didn't do that. How come they didn't do that? Rewrite it. You know what? My mom was the perfect mother. She did exactly what she needed to do. And once you start doing that and putting that positive energy and sending love back to your past, you actually heal that so that you can be present and live in the moment. And, of course, you know, not project yourself too far in the future. And that's another thing in and of itself. I love vision boards and projecting what we want to create. But that can be troublesome, too, because you can live in your future, and if you do that, then you aren't truly present. So there's positive and negatives with both. But the key is, if you have that past that keeps creeping up, take a sheet of paper and write down your old story, and then rewrite a new one that's more empowering.
You know, Heather, I mean, I can't help but think of, you know, all of the things you've been able to write about in the book, and especially the work that you do with people. How was it, or how is it, that you have come to be called the spirit trainer? And what does that mean to you?
No, it's interesting. Well, my background is in the physical part, the fitness part. And what I do now is I work on a much deeper level, connecting two women mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically so that they can attract abundance in all areas of their life, not just the body, but making that shift within themselves. Because I know for me, it's all about doing that inner work and really doing something every single day. I mean, I do too. If the situation comes up, I have to look within myself and stop and say, what did I do to attract that? What is it that I need to be learning? Especially if there's a situation that I'm feeling this kind of emotional charge. So the work I do with people is really go deeper within themselves, have them take that look, because I think a lot of people, too, they're afraid to look to see what they might think or what they might feel, and really take them to a different place that they haven't, and really emptying themselves and really showing them, hey, it's okay to feel this way. It's okay to think this way. Now let's work on it in a way that's going to help you.
Well, and you know, this is part of the journey we get to all take together. I mean, it's the reason that I do the show that I do, and I'm sure the reason that you do the work that you do, is because what you and I have discovered along the way is that we don't have to do this alone. We don't have to take the journey alone. You know, we can invite everybody listening to the show to check out your website, to check out the book, and to tap into the many resources that you have so that we don't have to feel alone in whatever change there is that we're wanting to make. Sometimes it can be a very lonely place when, you know, you're staring into a mirror and you're looking at yourself and you're saying, oh, my God, how did I ever get this way? And then you're not just looking on the outside. You truly are talking about the bigger assumptions, the bigger evaluation of one's life. But yet here it is, staring at you or staring back at you in the mirror. And I wanted to ask you, you know, how important is it, Heather, in all that you do? I know that you have many partners that helped you put this book out. And so the question is, how can we help women get the support they need? And what do they say to a family that simply won't help them?
Yeah, that's a great question.
That's a toughie, isn't it?
Yeah, well, how we can get the support? Well, you know, it starts with one person. It starts with someone like yourself. It starts with me. There's plenty of free information out there, and I believe people are truly willing to help. There's so many wonderful organizations out there, and I know you do a lot of pay it forward, and I think the more that we can do that, the more we're going to generate that ripple effect. And it's just saying, hey, you know, if she's doing it, then I'm going to create something like that and really reach out. So everyone that's listening on this call can definitely help in some way. I know when I'm out and about, people are begging for money. I'll take whatever's in my wallet and I'll give it to them. And most people say, "Hey, you're crazy." But to me, I know that the universe always gives back. I am so grateful for what I have that it's just making that shift. And I know it's very important to me. And I know people do feel lonely right now. They don't feel like they're supported. But if you set your intentions to finding the right people, they will show up to help you. I guarantee it.
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking with someone today, and they said, "You know what? I just turned around to him, and I said, honey, I'm changing the locks on the door." And I think that certainly might be one approach you could take. But really, this is truly about taking a look at our lives and figuring out, first of all, where we are. You know what I mean? And being able to say, look, these are the changes I want to be able to make right now. And like you said, having a vision for it and knowing that it can be done. I mean, you know, people that have seen you and seen your picture and see the books that you do, I mean, you know, we all think that that person, that other one, that Heather person, man, she's had it easy. Look at her. Look at the way her life has been. But that generally isn't the case. You know, I think sometimes the greatest challenges we have carry us forward to provide or share the greatest gifts we might have. And certainly, I would imagine that your journey is part of that as well.
Yes, absolutely. I've been through some very challenging times. Like I said, at one point, I did not even want to live, actually several times in my life. And I always believe that our soul chooses that path and we'll never take on too much that we can't handle. So I went through all these challenging relationships and emotional issues to really help other women. I know this is my calling, and to me, I wouldn't take back anything. So anyone that's going through a challenging time, just know that it's there for a purpose, and just allow yourself to go down that path.
Well, and you know, part of this is each of us knowing that we have the ability to create the change that we truly desire. And so along the way, the question then becomes, how do we reach out and help another person? How do we reach out and let things take the course that they were naturally meant to take? You know, Heather, it's been a great hour that I've spent with you, and I love taking that time to do it and be able to talk with you probably, you know, in the glory of a full hour conversation. I mean, rarely do we get such times and are able to be at that place. And I wanted to ask you, as we sort of turn the chapter on this page of where we are, you know, what is your personal message? You know, what would you like to share with our people, our listeners today, and the many people out there that don't think they are winners, but truly are?
I would just want to say, be true to who you are. Follow your own heart in whatever decision that you make. And know that you are successful in every single way. Money does not define you. The things that you have do not define you. It's definitely what you're putting out there, what you're giving. And just focus on what it is that you want to attract and take some time out every single day to sit with yourself and ask yourself, what is the message that I need to hear today? And if you start doing that process, I guarantee you, your life will start shifting. You'll start connecting with the right people, places, and things. But it's up to you to take that first step.
Wow. Heather, thank you so much for joining us today. And please let everybody know how they can get a copy of your book, how they can get the bonus gift, how they can tap into the community of people that you're creating so that we don't have to take this journey alone.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Pat. They can go to bodyoflovforwomen.com to get the book. They can get the free gift if they go to thespirittrainer.com. And one last website is wealthmasterysuccess.com.
Wow. Thank you, Heather. Thank you so much for joining us today. And folks, much information, 63-plus free gifts from ordering the book. And you then will have this amazing, amazing blueprint to help you change your life. Heather, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Hey, for all of you out there, you know that I just want to pinch your cheek and give you a big old fat kiss. I want to thank all of you for tuning into the show each and every day. And remember to sign up for a newsletter, and the pay it forward that we're asking you to help us with is letting other people know about this show and plugging them in so that we can create that ripple effect, that vibration around the planet. Because I'll tell you, it really takes a village of listeners, and I cannot do this without you. I want to thank all of the stations that support the Dr. Pat Show and remind everyone, www.thedrpatshow.com or drpatlive.com, that's the place that you'll find all of us. Until next week, take that step out into the world, love yourself, and know that you have the magic wand. You can change your life. We'll see you next time.
Well,